Hey, Andrea?
Oh, hold on one second. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is
Yes.
not your text. Thank you very much for giving me an update. I just wanted to actually just give you a call about
Okay.
what's going on. So actually my manager B, I don't know if you spoke to B, but B Holland, she's my manager since I've been following up with the city of Lynchburg like every week with Keith. I've already escalated it to her, and she actually sent an email to Keith on how are we able to move forward, but unfortunately they're not able to really give us I'm gonna say a date really for the demolition. I actually got an email back from I don't know what's her name, but Martin Tom. He's like the director for the community development. It's like a lengthy email, but he basically said that he cannot offer the exact date of the city on when they can secure or they will secure the funding to demolish the structure, but they can assure us that if the property maintenance violations which led to, I don't know, it says the condemnation are not corrected or the structure will not be demolished, the city will move forward in demolishing it. But they cannot really, provide an exact date as to when the city will secure the funding to demolish the structure, unfortunately. So that's the last update, like just 23 hours ago yesterday. So I'm waiting for further instructions on how we should move forward. And I was supposed to call you actually because your contract is going to expire 2 days
Yeah,
from
that's one
now.
reason. Yeah, that's one reason why I was thinking about that too, and everything. And I was really hoping that it wouldn't, so they wouldn't consider going ahead on and getting it anyway, or that's not an option.
What do you mean, like they would not consider in getting it?
Other words, and then working with the city themselves, is that something they're not willing to do, or?
So about the sale of the property, as per the email, they said that the city is not recommending that we purchase or not purchase the property. It's like to do so is at our own risk, but the city has been very clear in their intent to demolish the structure. Now, when I spoke to the team, the last thing or what they would wanted to actually do is to purchase the property, like as a land. So that's why we were actually waiting for the demolition to happen so we can acquire it. Now, since they cannot provide, what do you call this, like a date on when will it happen, I'm gonna have to talk again to your team to see what's gonna be the best course to move forward. Just because, I think we've been following up with the city every week, but it's just like the we cannot move forward without I'm gonna say like any date from them. So I'm not sure if you wanted to do anything about the property, like contact someone to do the renovation or I mean the demo for us. So that's the only way that I can think of for us to move forward with the sale right now, but I don't want it to I'm gonna say like I don't want it to guarantee anything just because I don't have that power really to make that
Oh
decision.
yeah, no, I can understand that.
So I'll have to run it over to, you know, our team, B, which is my manager. Actually just sent her an email this morning, so I'm waiting for a response on how we're going to move forward with this deal. So, I mean, if you can, she's actually in Texas this morning, and she is flying back to Virginia, so I'll be able to talk to her this afternoon. I'm just not sure when is she going to be available. So I will just make sure to give you an update by the end of the day. It's either going to be like either – anyway, our contract is still tomorrow until the 31st. It's still valid 31st. So if you know – it's something that, of course, we wanted to hold on as much as we can. What's going to be the next step for us is to extend the contract for, I'm not really sure on how many days are we going to extend it. So I'm waiting as well for that. But I've just this morning, I've sent like just an email to my manager to run it over, and waiting for to hear back from her on what are we going to do with this.
Because reason why I was asking that too was because of the fact that I guess, you know, was really shocking about the whole thing is just the fact that the way, you know, he talked. You know, like it was going to be number three is what he told me. And I do know that the storm came in.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm assuming that probably delayed, you know, and backed things up a little bit too and things. But the way he talked was just like, you know, basically that it was going to be number three and that it was definitely coming down, you know, and stuff within that order. But he said he couldn't specifically give me a date, of course, you know.
Right.
At
and
that particular time, but he felt like it was going to be in September.
Right. I mean, it's crazy as well because they didn't, I'm going to say that it looks like it didn't give us the option as well to purchase the property to, like, renovate it. The only option is to really, that they provided just to really move forward with the demo and, not the option to buy, to renovate.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and see, and that's one of the things that's kind of shocking, too, is because from what I understood was that he told me, you know, that's the whole reason why I put it up for sale anyway, you know, and things, because they told me either, you know, I can sell it or, you know, the option of do the rehab or the demo, you know, and things, but he was more or less leaning on, you know, the fact that someone would come in and buy it and rehab it. Now, that's what, how the conversation started in April.
Right. So
yeah.
As per what they have advised us, so they said that the notice of unsafe structure was issued March 20th, and it was ordered the which was ordered the demolition of the structure. And this email that I got from Tom Martin, that's the name of the director, based from his understanding is that this note has been filed with the court. So, you know, so that the future purchases will be made aware. And then the demolition order is still valid as per March. And when the city funding becomes available, they will move forward with the demolition. But, you know, like when we initially spoke with Keith, it's like there's really no option for us to move forward with the deal with the doing the renovation when we presented the purchase agreement that we had. They said that it's insufficient. So, you know, I'm just not really sure at this point. I'm sorry. So
Yeah. No, I understand that, but I do appreciate, you know, the fact that you all are working with me, and I'm hoping that it still will be, you know, able to, you know, do something, you know, and things, because I certainly don't want to, you know, end up with the property, you know, still, and not moving forward, you know, with being able to just walk away from the whole thing, you know, but like I said, I do appreciate, you know, I wanted to reach out because I knew tomorrow's date was coming and I hadn't received anything in the mail. Because that was, you know, Keith told me that, you know, that I would get a bill from the city and I hadn't gotten that, you know.
Right. Well, I'm not sure what the, I'm going to have to reach out to B because she's the one who probably give me some input on how are we going to move forward. You know, we
okay.
are well aware of your situation.
Okay.
We know about the mortgage that the property currently has and,
right.
you know, all that. So we're considering that actually. But at this point,
mm-hmm.
Our hands are really tied because they wouldn't give us, like, I'm not sure. I've escalated it to her, and it looks like Keith actually forwarded the email to the director, and then the director is the one who responded back to us. So,
No, but you know, the thing is, I really thank God, even, you know, in all of that, you know, because I think that was the part that, you know, what he was, you know, trying to say, you know, and things like it when I didn't do it through one of the buyers, you know, through the realtor, you know, and things. And like I told him, you know, I said that, you know, some reason I was sitting in front of the TV, you know, and when I saw the commercial and everything. And like I said, however this turns out, again, Alex, I really do appreciate, you know, everything that you've done on your part, keeping me abreast on it, and, you know, the email correspondence that you've done with the city, because I know that that's time consuming. Some things, and I don't know how much that entails with the job, you know, itself, but again, I do appreciate everything that each of you all have done, you know, in this situation.
Absolutely, ma'am. It's our pleasure,
yeah.
and we wanted to help you as
yeah.
much as we really can.
Yeah.
Truly. I was actually wondering if this
mm-hmm.
is also the reason why the initial buyer who was supposed to buy the property didn't move forward, because maybe they didn't
be
get
honest. No, it was not. I mean, she actually, and I can show you where I got emails and stuff where she actually went in and signed the paperwork. It was only the monetary piece of it that she didn't pull through. And that was one thing I didn't understand, and I had brought up to Keith as well, that you all didn't have an issue with her getting the property, you know, at that specific time and stuff like that, because the property at that time hadn't even barely been on the market for a month. And from my understanding, she lives on Harrison Street, which was two blocks away from where the house is located. And from what I understood from the realtor was that she was going to take and fix that house up and live in it, and then give her son, you know, the house that she currently had renovated as well.
Right.
And that's what I understood, you know. But, no, I have
mm-hmm.
emails to be able to show you all that she went in and signed. And as of right now, both because when I talked to, and I apologize, I can't remember the gentleman's name I initially spoke to when I first initially made the call. Yeah, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I talked to him, I told him that the issue was the fact that her money, you know, didn't come through, and it kept saying that her realtor couldn't get in touch with her, and then when she finally got in touch with her, she told her that she was just waiting, that it was a glitch. I think the money was supposed to be coming from California or something like that, and then because it was falling on the holiday, they said that, I think, what was it, May would have been, what, Memorial Day holiday at that point, but it was something else prior to that, because I'm trying to think of the date that I went in and signed, and I apologize, it's been so far, But I went in and signed, and she came in the next day and signed, her and her husband actually signed the paperwork. And they had to pay me $500 as the, what's that?
EMD? Earnest money?
Yes,
earnest money deposit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, uh-huh. Because of the fact that they didn't do it. But on top of that, Seven Hills, because that was one thing that I told Zach, that the deed and all that stuff had been done, but it didn't get recorded within, I think it's 48 hours or something like that, and that was because of the fact the people that was doing her paperwork couldn't get in touch with her, and then mines had already done it and had everything ready. She had signed everything, and the only thing was the fact of the check being cut.
Right. And I'm sorry to hear that, unfortunate.
Yeah, because at the time she was actually purchasing the house for, she was purchasing it for 45 at that time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. That's really a bummer. Like,
yeah, I mean, literally, I would have had it sold. We put it on, I think it was May 1st. I think it went on the market. And then I was supposed to go in June. I think I went in June 7th or something like that. But I know it wasn't barely a good 30 days from the date of, you know, putting it out there.
Right. What I just don't understand is why would the city actually move forward with her, like with the intent of doing the renovation and then with us, like, you know, the only option is to really demolish it at this point. So
right. And I had not gotten a letter saying that to me. It wasn't until afterwards when Keith reached out to me, I think it was in late March, because I talked to the realtor who was actually, because the woman, the realtor that I had, the woman, the woman that had the house next door to me who had been doing renovations, it was actually her realtor that I had that was helping me. Her name was Diane. And things. So that's how I met my realtor, Josh, you know, and stuff and things. So even with that, Diane said that it was too big of a project for her. But I haven't, I think it's been about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, she sent a text, but she didn't say anything. So I don't know what, you know, the premise of the text was. And I honestly, you know, I have to admit I didn't really respond to it and things, because I figured, you know, if it was something that she wanted seriously, she would have said more in that text message, you know.
Right,
So, yeah, and she's actually next door to the house, but this isn't the woman that was that I had the actual signed contract with for the buyer, you know, to buy it.
Right.
Yeah, but that's how I got the real.
That was a different one. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fortunately, that didn't go through, so I'm sorry to hear that. However...
Yeah, but in other words, like I said, she was buying it for 45 and everything, which would allow me to have paid the mortgage off and both real estate agents at the time and the my mortgage people that were doing the... what's that? Shoot, it's been so long. You have to sign another deed and whatever, the paperwork and all that stuff like it, and things. And I apologize, I can't remember all the names, but I do have the emails if you all need to see that as proof that that was factual in doing that.
That's fine. I believe you.
Okay.
Like what I said, I will check what we can do on our end.
Okay.
And then I will...
Yeah, because I actually talked to Keith in, I think it was late March when Keith and I first talked, because he actually called me at work. And because it was a bit of a shocker, because they had, you know, he was able to get my number for work, and all this time I had never received any correspondence from them whatsoever.
What did he say exactly when you called when he called you last March? Because I think that was like that's when we reach out to them. Actually, no, sorry, October is when we reach out.
Right. No, when he first talked with me, other words, basically what he was saying that something needed to be done, and I had told him because actually I had someone that was supposed to buy the property. I think it was last year, 2020, the early part of the end of 2022, 2023. But my only issue was the fact that I had my mother-in-law on the property, and that's what I shared with him and things. And she had so happened, I had just recently found out that she had passed away and things. So with that part of it, I said, now, you know, I was clear because there was no survivorship or however that goes, that other words, the property went solely to me at that point, so I didn't have to do anything else, you know, with my ex-in-laws, you know, and things. So that's what I had shared with him back in March, and so with that, that's what he told me, that something had to be done. And I told him, I said, well, I don't have the funds, you know, to rehab it myself. Mm-hmm. And then that's when he told me, we talked about selling the property and things. And so with that, I think it was the lady, Diane, that was next door, like I said, that she was rehabbing the house, because I think that one is 1106, so that might be like 1104 or something like that, I believe is the address. And so he was telling me, I guess there was some interest there. So that's how that conversation started. And so with that, that's how I ended up talking with Josh, which was her realtor at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
other words, I had the understanding that if I sold the property, that was all the responsibility that I had at that point, you know. And then it was like the temperature changed, you know, afterwards, you know, after the sale didn't go through and stuff like that, you know, and things. And he still at that point told me that they would still work with me. And that's the reason why I sent you the emails and stuff, that if I was able to sell the property within that time. And then after I got you all signed on, which was Zach at the time who I was talking with, basically that's when he started talking about I needed a plan of action and all this stuff like that. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I didn't understand why I would need to do that. If I'm selling the property, I shouldn't have any other involvement as to what goes on with the property. Or should I have to bring that to the table if the property is being sold, you know? So then he said, he talked about lowering the price of the property and things like that. And I said, well, keep in mind, I still had a mortgage to pay and also a realtor to pay, you know, and things. So, and he said, well, you know, he had been trying too, that he had put out blurbs, you know, to people, investors and stuff like that, to see who all, you know, would be interested in getting the property as well. So, you know, these were the types of conversations that I had.
Right.
You know, with him. So it wasn't like, you know, demo was the, you know, the initial thing.
Right, I agree.
Yeah.
And that's also what we've initially really agreed upon on was, you know, really to move forward with buying it with the intention of, you know, looking for a partner who's willing to do the deal with us to renovate it. But then unfortunately, like, tables have, you know, turned when we reach out to Keith. We were actually getting the requirements, because there's like a requirement that needed to be submitted with them if you're going to do like a demolition, the renovation. And then turned out that, you know, there's already a schedule for the demolition, and the court already issued that. When we reached out to him, we really didn't know that that was the situation at that time. When we, I think, first initially acquired the contract. So,
Yeah, now I had told Zach that that it was a property that if it didn't get, and they actually have it stated initially when they had it on the website, that either rehab or demo is what they had initially on there, and things. So, you know, with that, so they had on there, like, there was a possibility that it could be rehab, you know, and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the part, like, what I discussed with Keith, that was never the discussion, even when, and I apologize, I can't remember the first lady's name that was initially supposed to get the house, and things, but, you know, there was no plan. You know, the realtor went in, she went in and looked at it. She, in other words, she declined having an inspection done, and something else that I think, it was two things that she turned down, that she understood she was buying the property as is and everything, and that was it. You know, there wasn't anything else that I would have been beholden to, far as what her plans was for the house, other than the fact that they told me that she had intended to live in it, you know, and do it herself.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that's unfortunate, really.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Really, we wanted to work mm-hmm. with you on this deal, but, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
gonna really take some time.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna say it's really gonna take some time because we are waiting
mm-hmm.
on, like, you know, the date for the demolition. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna check if it's possible for us. The only thing that I can really think of is if it's you know, we acquire the property with the structure on it, with the house on it, and then we're gonna have someone demolish it for us. I don't know if that's
mm-hmm.
gonna be an option, but I'll have to
mm-hmm.
really talk to your team to see
okay.
what's gonna be the best step for you,
okay.
and what's gonna be the best option for you as well.
Right. Right.
So I don't have an exact answer for now, but
like I said, just being able to brainstorm and talk to somebody about it, you know, and things, because, you know, it was frustrating for me when the money didn't come through, because we even allowed extra time in there because they had to redo the paperwork to extend, just like what you were talking about too, for the money, you know, portion to be cleared through, because everything was signed. And things. And then, of course, they said at that point that the deed had to be redone or something like that, because you have to do it within 48 hours, if I'm saying that correctly, and everything. So with that, they gave a new, you know, date and everything. But like I said, she stopped communicating with her real estate agent, was the last email correspondence that she sent out of frustration, you know, and things. And she had even went over to her job and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so she reached back out saying that, you know, her funds, something was caught up in California or something like that, and that as soon as the bank opened, that she was going to go and see how to resolve it, you know. And that's what I, you know, understood from the emails.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if you still have the contact information of that lady, but I don't know.
I can do, I can call, in other words, I would be able to call, I guess, the people that was doing it. Is it the settlement office? Am I saying it right? If I have
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
If I'm saying it correctly, yeah. That would be
right.
The only thing that I could do is go over there and see if I can get a copy of what, you know, what was done. But they, you know, of course they didn't release anything final because she hadn't, you know, paid.
Right. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think the best thing to do here is I'm going to go ahead and talk to our team, those people who have the power to make a decision, and then
okay.
I will definitely let you know what's going to
okay.
be the outcome
the
or the conversation.
Yeah.
Yep, the next step
okay.
for you,
yeah.
next step for us,
okay.
and hopefully we can, you know, find a solution that's gonna
right.
that's gonna work for you.
Yeah. Now,
so,
like I said, whatever you all can do to help, you know, I'm at, you know, at your mercy, and I trust God, you know, because I, you know, I feel like, you know, Zach is gone, you know, and things, and we've been able to continue on, you know, moving forward, you know, to this point, and I have to trust God and whatever He, you know, He designs in it and things, and if it doesn't work, I have to understand that, you know, and things, and things, but, you know, I know that He's going to order my steps, and I know that that's going to be the past.
Right.
So, you know, that's well, how I'm looking at it. When you get to be, you know, when you hit that 50 mark, you know, you have to look at life a little bit differently and things. So, you know, with that part of it, I just thank God just from where I'm at and that it's, you know, I know closure is coming. That's all I know.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let us brainstorm.
Okay.
Let's going to think what we could do and move forward. I'll
okay.
make sure to update you as soon as
okay.
I have. I'll call you at the end of the day.
Okay.
Once I have, like, you know, a better resolution for you.
Okay.
So I appreciate you checking it today.
I really do. Thank you as well. You know, and things. So and I've been speaking, you know, to my family and stuff. And everything, because everybody's been real supportive in this situation and stuff. So, you know, I feel like, you know, God put the right people in my circle. So, you know, with that, I'm not complaining.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We really
yeah.
just hope that we're really the right people to really help
right.
you move forward.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but, you know, the call was made, you know, and things. And like I said, at that point, you know, I didn't know. Because, you know, a lot of times when you see, you know, infomercials on TV and stuff like that, I usually don't, you know, call, you know, numbers
mm-hmm.
and stuff because you really don't know what's behind it. But, you know, that I was led to do, you know, and things. And but that wasn't an infomercial like that, but it was a commercial, you know, is what I
right.
meant in saying that and things. And a lot of times you don't know what's involved or, you know, what it could cost you and all that stuff like that because you this day and time, things are different, you know, and stuff. So with that, even if anything, you know, you got me to this point, and I just thank you just for what you've done thus far.
Absolutely, ma'am. We're happy
yeah.
to help. Okay. Well, I
okay.
guess I'll check what we could do on our end. Again,
okay.
she's in, she's actually flying from Texas. So
okay.
as soon as she
oh, no,
gets
you're fine.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah, just whenever, you know, like I said, I'll wait on your, you know, call or text or however you want to do it and things. That's fine.
Yep. I'll make sure to
okay.
give you an update by the end of the day. So,
okay.
All right.
All right, then. Talk to you later.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Right.
We'll talk
okay.
to you later.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.